Well, it taught a real good lesson in the first period about, well, being ready to play a hard game. We just give them so much ice to play on and backing up and not play the game, not making a mistake, and you're going to get beat like that every day. And then two periods, you know, you play as hard as you possibly can. Some nights your hands are going to be there, some nights they're not. But if you play that hard, then you're in the game, and you got a chance to play. But we were looking for a smoother way to play that first period, and it just wasn't going to be there.
You've been talking a lot about consistency and approach and pattern and everything. This was a drop from what you did on Thursday.
It absolutely was. So there's the learning lesson in this one. How do you wind yourself back up to play a game as hard as we need to compete against that team? And that's what our focus will be going into the next game.
You said the other day that you needed some more saves from your goaltenders. Would that be...
You know what? I understand how it looked in the first period, but I'm not putting that one on the goaltender's feet. I'm not saying they weren't responsible for the pucks. That's not... That was they were as good as we were, the rest of the hockey club. So we're not sitting there saying, hey, we need some saves to get us going. Shame on us. It's a 20-man group out there. Can our goalies be better in tonight's game? Yes. But no more so. That wasn't a goalie's issue that period.
Well, you said in the past before that you made that decision to pull the goalie to send a message to your team. Was that the case this time? And you feel like you answered it in the second period?
Just did some math on 16 shots. You know, nobody needs to come back and see what might have been 50 shots in the first game, and three was enough. Everybody needed a little taste of that one.
I think back to the Carolina game when Cam Ward stole that first period, came back in, and it seemed like their bench really played for him.
Yeah, no, I'm not looking for that tonight. Listen, this is not on Pavlik or Montoya's feet. You know, they weren't any worse than anybody else out there. So don't say the goaltender didn't give us a chance to go. That's not the way this game works. The puck dropped, that was our chance to go.
I meant the players to
answer. No, I understand. I understand what you're saying. But I just want to be real clear on this. We didn't come out flying and our goaltender put us in a hole, and the next thing you know, we were in trouble. That puck dropped, they were better than us for 20 minutes, and they were up 3-0. Regardless of how the puck crossed that line, that's all on us.
I saw you banging your stick this morning at the morning skate a little more than normal. Were you happy with the energy level today?
Still, look, we talk about this to the end of the day's routines. You know, what your morning skate's supposed to look like, all those things, what your practices are supposed to look like, trying to get the energy right. We have to work every day, you know, and we have to do the right things every day.
That
I just got a little banged up. Make an assessment tomorrow.